And we are back with a bloody good time, and I'm not using British slang here, I mean it literally for this film, the 2013 remake, or not-so-remake, of Evil Dead. I am Eric Lewis, and this is Horror Spoop. How's it going, everybody? As always, I'm Eric Lewis, and this is Horror Spoop. We have the fourth film on my Evil Dead series, and it's a dark, twisted, and gross type of time for this type of movie. The remake of Evil Dead came out April 5th, 2013, and for the most part, people were excited. Some people weren't, you know, the real diehard Sam Raimi Evil Dead fans were not really happy that they were wanting to remake it. But I really think it ended up holding up for the film series, something that Sam Raimi should really be proud of. The budget for this film was $17 million, which is not so crazy. The end product ended up being worth the budget and more, in my opinion. The box office ended up bringing back a crazy impressive $97,542,952, which is honestly one of the biggest numbers that we've had on this podcast, and I'm honestly really excited to say it on this podcast. Do I really need to say it's not too bad? I think you have the idea by now. The directing for this little release is Fede Alvarez. He has also directed movies like Girl in the Spiderweb from 2018, 9 episodes of a show on Apple TV called Calls, and that came out in 2021. He also directed blockbuster hit Don't Breathe from 2016, which is a pretty interesting and stressful movie, so go and check it. Writing credit goes to Rodo Seegers, and also the director, Fede Alvarez. Rodo also was a writer for Don't Breathe, Don't Breathe 2 in 2021. Also, I believe he actually directed that, Don't Breathe 2 also, I believe. And he also wrote the screenplay for the 2022 Netflix movie of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. By the way, what did you think of Texas Chainsaw Massacre on Netflix? Let me know by telling me on the socials. The summary for this film comes from Nick Reganis. And here we... A long, challenging rehabilitation weekend awaits young opiate addict Mia, who has one last chance to kick the habit for good in an isolated cabin in the thick woods. However, as Mia's estranged brother David and his girlfriend Natalie meet up with David's old friends Olivia and Eric, a hair-raising discovery in the cellar will soon lead to a frantic night of demonic possession and madness. Now an ancient, malevolent spirit demands blood and the precious souls of the living. Who can stop the ever-growing evil of the encircling forest? And that summary was well said, and this is a reminder to send me your summary and I might use it on the episode. I will ask for your summary on the Horror Spoop group that you can find on Facebook, so go check that out. Now that we got that out of the way, let's get into the cast of this film. First of all, we have the main character, question mark. And that's kind of because I feel like the evil presence that possesses the people is the real main character of Evil Dead. Am I right? Or is Ash the actual main character and he should be back in this? I don't know. I think it's the evil spirit that's the real main character here because they keep showing up. But anyway, we have Mia, who is played by Jane Levy. She acts in things like Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist that was on from 2020 to 2021. She is also in Don't Breathe that we already heard our director was from. Do you think Fede picked her because of how impressive she was in this film? I like to think that he did. She can also be found on Castle Rock on Hulu. That was out in 2018, and that show ended in 2019. But enough about her, let's talk about the brother in the film. Shiloh Fernandez plays the worried but distant brother David. You can find him on things like Red Riding Hood from 2011, The East from 2013, and Torn Hearts from 2022, which I have never heard of it, but it is a Blumhouse picture. And that does sound interesting. So, go check that out. Next up, we have Jessica Lucas, who plays Olivia. And Olivia gets messed up in this. It's something to behold if you enjoy things Evil Dead. But you can find Jessica in releases like Covenant from 2006, which I'm a fan of. Cloverfield from 2008, which I'm also a fan of. And also, she is in Gotham from 2015 to 2019. After that, we have Lou Taylor Pucci, who plays Eric. He also plays in Netflix You from 2018. Spoiler, he's a victim in it. Also, he is in Horsemen from 2009 with Dennis Quaid, which that's awesome. Also, he's in a show called Physical that is on Apple TV right now. So you can go and check it out. Next is Elizabeth Blackmore, who plays Natalie. You can find her on The Vampire Diaries from 2015 to 2016. She's also in Supernatural from 2016 to 2017. She's also in Skin Deep from 2015. So basically, she was in something from 2015 to 2016. And then she was like, well, I'm not in Vampire Diaries. And then she was like, well, I'll just go with Supernatural from 2016 to 2017. Thank you, Elizabeth Blackmore, for what you contributed to this movie. It was pretty good. And lastly, the teenager that is tied up in the beginning of this film is Phoenix Connelly. And she can be found in stuff like Royal Treatment, that I believe is on Netflix right now. So, go check it out. And if it's not, just look it up where you can. Now, here is what I think. The movie is impressively made with new and familiar camera angles from the series that so many of us love. The acting is awesome, with Mia being an incredibly scary character after being possessed. This movie is less cheesy and has less humor, but probably better writing, better lighting, better scares, and more of a gross aspect that the previous film still lacked. But that was mainly due to how much blood and brutality you can get away with now in movies. This movie demands your attention from start to finish. If you look away, you can miss something dark and twisted, so take time to go and watch it. The beginning is an awesome way to start an Evil Dead film, and the rest, you have to go and watch yourself. Horror Spoop rates this 7.5 out of 10. You should go watch it, and maybe pair it with a nice bloody red wine. Just like I like in vampire movies. But why not drink some red wine with an Evil Dead movie? Next up, we're talking about a film in locations and then some trivia. When it comes to filming locations, we only have one, and that is the forest that they used to make this film in. Woodhill Forest in Auckland, New Zealand. And more specifically, the cabin was in Morai Beach. Woodhill Forest in Auckland, New Zealand. So, to my listeners in New Zealand or anybody that wants to visit New Zealand, go and visit the woods that are possessed by evil spirits. Or at least possessed for like an hour and a half or however long the movie was. So, now let's get into some trivia for this. Although he has a background in CGI, director Fede Alvarez chose to go with practical effects for the film's visuals, mainly out of tribute to what Sam Raimi achieved on the very limited budget back in 1980. So it sounds like Horror Spoop isn't the only Sam fan, am I right? When producer Robert Tappert suggested the possibility of an Evil Dead remake to Sam Raimi and Bruce Campbell, Raimi responded most favorably, whereas Campbell was the least enthusiastic over the three. Raimi thought that The Evil Dead was exactly the sort of film that could be successfully updated and reimagined by a new generation of filmmakers, while Campbell was not easy to pass the iconic role of Ash to someone else. He relented when he heard that the film was to feature a new set of characters, and the role of Ash would not be recasted. And I strangely understand Bruce Campbell, because when you become so close to a character, it's really hard to see someone else play it. I'm definitely glad that he relented, though. According to reports in the press, the film used 70,000 gallons of fake blood. In an interview, Fede Alvarez said that he used 50,000 gallons in the final scene alone. This is compared to 200 to 300 gallons that was used in the original. That was small potatoes. That is a crap load of blood, and we are so glad that they did it. Now on to another piece of trivia that has to do somewhat with blood. 95% of the remake was shot in chronological order. This was done because a lot of the film takes place in a controlled environment, and the level of blood and violence gets worse and worse as the film progresses. By shooting in order, the filmmakers could throw blood on the walls and not worry about making up for the next scene and cleaning it up. I think that is an impressive way to make a movie in chronological order, because with my ADHD ass, I would get inspiration and have to shoot it right away before I move on to something else. I have trouble with that type of stuff. And honestly, I hope you do too, because at least that's something that we have in common. The film was originally rated NC-17 until it was toned down to an R rating. According to the director, him and Sam Raimi was always willing to keep it NC-17 since the original film has it. However, the studio required that it had an R rating in order to have a wide release. I'm glad it got its wide release because it needed to be seen by the masses for sure. I'm sure it has an unrated DVD, but I actually haven't looked into it. So if you do know that you can get the unrated DVD, let me know and I would love to go get it. Or send it my way. I'll let you know where you can send it to. In the opening sequence, the petrol that Harold pours over the girl was actual apple juice. In my opinion, apple juice is a wonderful thing to get poured over me. Delicious. In one scene, there are cards spread out on the table. The cards are laid out in the order that Cheryl reads them in the original Evil Dead from 1981. Maybe another reason that this may be a leader's equal and not a remake. Many of the clips shown in the preceding trailers were either not used in the actual movie or were altered in the film. Go to Horror Spoof's Facebook to see the trailer for that film, and you'll see what I mean. The film was banned in Ukraine for its extreme violence, so hopefully there is ways for you to go in Ukraine and watch it. So my listeners, go find it. Also, I hope you guys are safe in Ukraine right now. In 2015, Channel 4 in the UK premiered the movie on terrestrial TV. Channel 4 showed an alternate cut of the film, running an extra 4 minutes and 10 seconds. It is not known where the cut of this is from, but it is assumed that Studio Canal provided the alternate print in error to Channel 4 instead. So Channel 4, who do you work for? I'm just kidding, but I do really want to see that extra 4 minutes. As if we couldn't get any more nods to the original in this film, we also have several audio clips taken directly from the original film. One or more noticeable instances of this is when Mia is first possessed right after the door is thrown open by the force outside of the cabin. The lines, "You will die like the others before you, one by one we will take you," can be heard in the background as Mia screams. This is taken directly from the original film when Ellen Sandwise character Cheryl was possessed. In addition, when the main character first arrived to the cabin, a low demonic voice moaning, "Join us," can be heard in the background. This is another audio clip taken from the original film as well. So make sure to pay attention to those the next time you watch this. Back to another CGI trivia tidbit. the film primarily uses practical special effects, much like the original film. However, CGI was used to add fire and remove wires and equipment used for the effects. Many fans of the series feared that since this was a remake, it would be resorted to CGI rather than practical effects, and this caused some of the people to avoid the film. Since this is not the case, many fans are thankful for the choice that the filmmakers made. Imagine the money it could have made if everybody decided to go see it anyway. I definitely say, when in doubt, just go and see it. And tell me how it is, because sometimes I don't want to go see it. So, when in doubt, just wipe your mind of everything that you know about the film and just go see the film. Maybe you will enjoy it more. And lastly, director Fede Alvarez got the job of writing and directing the remake on the strength of a 5-minute short, Panic Attack, from 2009, which had become a YouTube hit by the word of mouth. And this will be put on the Horse Boot group on Facebook, so make sure to go and be a part of that group so you can watch things, so you can answer questions, because I'm going to be asking questions on that group as well. So let's jump right into some taglines. The first tagline is what you see on most posters of this film, the most terrifying film you will ever experience. And then the second tagline for this is fear what you will become. Which one do you choose? That is my question to you. Which one do you choose? The most terrifying film you ever experience, or fear what you will become? And then other than that, I have two questions for you that will be asked on the Horror Spook group. Do you agree with my rating? And do you now consider this film a remake or a sequel? I think now I may consider this a sequel. But what do you think? The end of the questions is the end of this episode, and I will leave it right there for you. Go check out this film and look out for an episode for the new Evil Dead Rise that you can go find on HBO Max. I will see all of you then. As always, I am Eric Lewis, and this is Horror Spoop. See ya. Thank you for listening to this little here podcast. Make sure to follow this podcast, rate this podcast, and also tell your friends about this podcast. This is Horse Poop.